This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. Today's episode is about, are you being taken advantage of? We all have failed victim to some level of misuse. Somebody has taken advantage of us, but look at the telltale signs and patterns of yourself, and I'm going to give you some signs and signifiers to look for, and I'm also going to assist you in your walk to never ever be taken advantage of again. So when others say, when they take advantage, for example, what is it that they're actually taking advantage of? Well, they're taking advantage of your lack of limits and boundaries. Now, for me personally, I think I've done a pretty good job of setting limits and boundaries in my own life, in friendships, family members. Now, I've lost some with family members growing up and learning, okay, it's certain things that I have an open heart to be able to assist. I don't have an agenda. We've discussed that. So as I begin to get a lot more mature and understanding so many things, I did a lot better job of setting limits and boundaries so that I'm no longer taken advantage of. But even then, even when you set those limits and boundaries, you may have anybody that's participating to agree on that, and then you still may find yourself in a situation where you're not feeling so good because you still were taken advantage of. So, you know, open your eyes and just be very diligent with your approach and be concrete with setting the limits and the boundaries. Well, excuse me. When you don't set limits and boundaries, others will constantly violate and take advantage of your support and love. Constantly. They're not set initially. If we don't know, we don't know what we don't hear or don't see or what somebody don't hold us accountable for. So set them initially so that your support and love for and how you are and what's in your DNA is not taken advantage of. People will violate and take advantage of your need to please, your need to help, and your lack of self-worth and value for yourself. And I'm going to say that again. And I'm going to recap what I said because I'm kind of fumbling all over the place because it is, you know, nobody likes to be taken advantage of. So there's a high level of sensitivity concerning anybody that's listening or anybody that's taken advantage of. So when you don't set limits and boundaries, others will constantly violate and take advantage of your support and love. They'll violate and take advantage of your need to please, your need to help, and your need and your lack of self-worth and value for yourself. It goes back to that self-worth. It goes back to pouring into yourself. It goes back to knowing that when you're pointing to yourself and there's somebody sitting next to you that is going to encourage you and it's going to help you be better, and you can be very open and honest concerning that to be your biggest cheerleader and to support how you are as a person, your flaws, your blemishes, and all of that. And it comes out of their mouth, but it's displayed even more in their actions. Until you value your support, love no one, and your love, no one else will. In addition, we often give love and support to others that we should be giving to ourselves. We've all fell victim to this. If you pour so much into yourself on a daily basis, and I'm learning how to do this a lot, like just literally just, it may sound extremely cocky and arrogant, but it's not. It's just me simply just feeding me and pouring into me so that when I have anything that overflows from my cup, it's not being drained. That's why I can be as consistent as possible as I need to be. I can respect what others want without being a little more stoic. But for me, it's if I get to that point of no, I know who I am and how I am as a person. And we all should begin to know that. Look at your flaws and your habits and just know who you are as a person and know what you're going to give off. Don't allow people to continue to take advantage of you. Don't allow them to drain your cup, giving love to others who would never love and respect you the way you deserve. Well, now, I could speak on this for hours because, yes, I said love to others who would never love and respect you the way you deserve. Well, we all have a different definition of love and respect. We all have a different definition of what we admire, who we want, how we want to go about doing it. We sacrifice so much to be next to somebody without being true to yourself. We begin to implement certain things within ourselves and mask things and not speak on things and hold things and harbor things because of, and that's you being taken advantage of. Not being able to speak candidly of what your limits and what your boundaries are, or even communicate them clearly and concisely to whoever that may be, but more importantly to yourself. Don't allow people to continue to take advantage of you. Pour more of that energy into yourself so when something's taken from you, it's from the overflow. It's not from your actual cup. It's from what you spilled over. It's not a good feeling to be taken advantage of. It's not a good feeling to feel hoodwinked. It's not a good feeling to be bamboozled. If you set your limits and boundaries from day one and you be consistent with those limits and boundaries, you'll get so much more love surrounding you and support surrounding you because that's simply who you are. Your mind just been fed money.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.